Now I'd like for you to meet a good friend, John LaTourette. John is a graduate. He's been a SOVA instructor. He's taught thousands of people how to take their rightful place in life. He's taught people how to use more of their minds and use them in a special way. He teaches people to be miracle workers, people just like you. So here's John.
My name is John LaTourette, and I am in Silva Mind Control. I've been in Silva Mind Control since about 1980, and I'm a different type of person than most of the people that seem to hit into the mind control area. I've been a martial artist since 1950, and in 1980, I'd been doing martial arts for about 30 years, and, you know, I didn't want to get spiritual. I didn't have any ideas about all that other stuff most people seem to be going towards the Silva Mind Control for. I wanted to get better. I wanted to get smarter. I wanted to get faster. I wanted to become wealthy. I wanted all those other things like that because that's where I was at the time. So I took the Silva Mind Control class, and I still remember the first time I did my remote viewing skills. And everybody else in class, they were sort of going, well, I don't want to get up in front of class and do the drill. And I go, well, here, let me go first. I'm used to it. So I went up there, and I got 100% accuracy on the hits. And I went, there's something here. This stuff actually works. So I had to figure out, how can I use this where I want to use it? So what I did is I used it for my business success in martial arts. I took a small martial arts school, and in 6 years, I retired wealthy because I just took that school and I just built it up and built it up and built it up, and then I just retired. I wanted to get a PhD, so I used it that way. And I used it for learning faster, for learning better, for choosing the school to go to choosing the professors I wanted to be with. I'm into marketing. I use the Alpha Brainwave on one marketing project, and the marketing project I'll talk about just in a second here, but by writing one ad, it pulled in $1.2 million in just a year by using one ad. Now, the advertisement was over an area that I had not even thought about before, but when I was thinking about what to write the ad on, I used the Alpha programming techniques to contact my higher self by just saying, well, if I had a project that I could use to make money and would help a lot of people in the martial arts, what would it be? And so I sent that thought to my higher self. And about 2 days later, I'm talking with one of my black belts from Florida. And I had some videos out that time of martial arts techniques. So I said, hey, Jim, I've got these videos here on martial arts techniques. I want to know if you want to buy them or not. And the guy goes, no. And I go, oh, cool. And this seemed like it just popped in the right side of my head. It goes, ask about speed. And I said, well, I'm thinking about doing something about speed. And the guy goes, speed? You've got something on speed? I want it. I want it. I go, yeah, I'll get back with you. And so I phoned up another one of my black belts in Denver, Colorado. And I go, hey, I got these martial arts videos here I'm trying to sell. You want it? And he goes, no. And I go, well, I've got this thing on speed. I was wondering if you might be interested in that. And he goes, speed? Speed? I want it. And I went, oh, that's cool. So then I put out a bunch of stuff on speed. Anyway, so I'm going for my doctorate training. I'm in Boulder, Colorado. They want to model this person on an athletical thing to see what he's doing that gives him the skill and that expertise in that field of expertise. So I said, well, I'll do it. I'll volunteer. So they started modeling me, and we found out some things I did gave me lots of speed, some things I did gave me no speed, and some things gave me speed and power. So what we did is we put together a bunch of speed techniques with a bunch of power techniques, combined them together so they all flowed together, and we found out that we could make a normal athlete that could usually do 3 to 5 hits in a second, we can get him up to 18 hits in a second. Now, when we were doing the advertising for this program about speed hitting, we found out if we told them about 18 hits in a second, it wouldn't work. They think we're lying. So what we did is we went to level, and I go, okay, what's the speed they'll believe? And for some reason, the number 11 came up. So we started doing the thing about how to hit a man 11 times or more in 1 second or less and kick him in the head before he can see your foot move. And that's the product that went and sold $1.2 million worth in a year, which I thought was pretty good. So there's all sorts of ways that you can use this. And like I was talking with a dentist last night, and we were talking about spirituality and using this correctly, using this incorrectly. And the thing is we all use it where we're at. And if you're using it in a way that is not good for where you are going to go, then you'll find out soon enough because you're going to get feedback in life, and it'll give you the feedback whether it's going to work or not. What the Silva ESP Systems has done for me, it's done a lot for me in the healing area. I fell out of a tree on September 14th, 5 years ago, and I broke my back. They told me it'd be about a year to 2 years before I got out and started exercising again. And I was getting fat and sassy, and I was lazy at the time. And so I went to Level, and I asked my higher self, I said, I don't fall out of trees. I don't break my back. I'm very, very coordinated. I'm very, very aware. And I said, it felt like someone pulled this ladder out from me, and then I hit on the log run underneath me. And I said, what's going on? It came back. It says, well, you're getting old. You're getting fat. You're getting lazy. You have too many skills to teach. And we're just trying to give you a wake-up call. And I said, that's cool. It hurts. So I did some visualization techniques on how to fix this, and it didn't work. The visualization techniques did not work. In other words, you go to Level, you use the mental video technique, and you look for answers to come, and answers wouldn't come. And so I asked myself, well, if answers were to come, what would I have to do first to make them so they're workable? And it came back to me that basically get out, start teaching this stuff, start going out and doing the materials that you know how to do so well. And it gave me this outline of stuff to do. Do this with vitamins. Sleep this way. Have an inclined bed. Make sure you're propped up so your spine doesn't move. Do visualization drills in such and such and such a way. Gave me 17 things to do in an outline. I did them. And 6 days later, I was able to work out again. My back wasn't totally healed, but it was healed a lot better than it should have been in a year. And that's basically one of my other wake-up calls I had about getting the body in shape, learning how to do what you already know how to do, hooking up, like Dan was talking earlier, between the left hemisphere of the brain, the right hemisphere of the brain, so you can interrelate and communicate between the conscious mind, the logical, precise, the creative part of your mind, the part that hooks up to higher intelligence, and exponentiate your potentials like we're meant to do down here on this planet. What happens when we're teaching the Silva ESP systems is we talk a lot about going to Level, and we talk a lot about doing mental exercises or drills. And we have sounds in there. We have certain conditioning cycles in there that have certain purposes. Now, just on the long centering drill that we're going to do in a few minutes, you'll notice that if you count them as a hypnotherapist would count them, you'd notice that just in the first half of the conditioning cycles, we have over 39 different procedures that Jose Silva came up with that most people don't even know about that help you get to the special spot. That's the reason it works so well.